Well, Jamie Oliver, the man of the moment, he went over to the US, made a TV show, and he found this little sleepy town. And kind of researched this place, and apparently, you know, a lot of the population and even the younger people were overweight or obese.
Yeah.
He went over there to try and sort it all out, and he wasn't, you know, welcome with open arms, to say the least. But anyway, the show, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, has won him an Emmy Award. It highlighted childhood obesity and was named the best reality show at the Creative Arts Emmy ceremony. Also in the winner's enclosure was Golden Girl Betty White. We'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, here's a little clip of Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. He actually goes to a radio station and gets interviewed, and the guy who's asking the questions just ain't convinced that Jamie Oliver can sort their diets out.
Welcome to beautiful Huntington, West Virginia. Population 50,000, home of Marshall University, and recently named the unhealthiest city in America. In a place where nearly half of the adults are considered obese and incidence of heart disease and diabetes lead the nation, one man will try to save 50,000 lives.
How you doing? I'm Jamie.
Jamie Oliver, renowned British chef who transformed the British school food program.
Everyone can do better.
Has left his family behind.
Hi, Daddy.
And come to our shores to take on the biggest mission of his life, to lead a food revolution.
I'm here to show America just a little effort can make a massive difference.
But in this town, the revolution will meet resistance.
What are you here for?
The results came out that this town was the most unhealthy town in America. This is a government statistic based on death.
We don't want to sit around and eat lettuce all day.
I don't think Jamie's got anything that can change this town. He can try all he wants. I don't think he's got it.
How's your pizza for breakfast? In all of my years, I've never seen pizza given for breakfast. Who knows what this is?
Potatoes.
So you think these are potatoes? This is the future of America. Are the fries counted as a veggie?
The fries count as a vegetable.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? What's right with that? Would you eat that?
Yes, yeah, I think it's good.
I'm talking about causing a big fuss and changing things. Change.
Yeah, okay.
They don't understand me because they don't know why I'm here.
He hopes to change Huntington's health forever.
If you think that's not important, then shame on you. This is the fat consumed by the entire school for 1 year. This is the first generation of kids expected to live a shorter life than their parents. Will you support me? I'm talking about a seed of change. I'm talking about schools. I'm talking about fast food industry. I'm here to start a revolution, the biggest food revolution that this country's ever seen. Am I living in a fantasy world?
We can let you try and see.
It's Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution.
Eat your vegetables!
Yeah. So you can tell the kind of resistance that Jamie Oliver got there when he went over to that place in Virginia in the US.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got him an Emmy Award, so he's got something out of it, hasn't he?
Yeah? He certainly is, and that great big ball of fat as well he was showing everybody. I wonder what he was like at school when he was younger, whether he was one for the fries and everything. And it doesn't really matter if he was, and I was sort of guilty of some of the things he's pointing fingers at in this city or this small town in the US. Fact of the matter is that he's trying to do a good job. He tried that with the schools in the UK when he went on a conquest there.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? For school dinners, that
for school dinners, you know. So, I was going to say, comes to mind actually, didn't you buy his book?
I did, in fact, just before I went on vacation, I appeared on the book show on Talking Good
Books. Like you on there, don't they?
Well, I like going on there as well. We did Jamie Oliver's Ministry of Food, which is basically a cook it's the top of the pops of cooking or top of the pops of recipes for guys like me that are pretty useless in the kitchen.
The thing is,
it gets you on the road.
Did they ask, obviously ask you questions about the book and everything, but did he ask you questions about what you cooked from
they
the book?
They did,
you went through a few.
And a sample,
did you?
Yes, you don't believe me, do you?
They like you more, you know. I think that you're going on there so often now, it's less for them to do now, isn't it? Hour and 45 minutes of Mark Lloyd and 15 minutes for those guys.
Actually, I read a book whilst I was on holiday.
Did you?
Gangsters, about real gangsters.
Did you?
Yeah, very scary.
All right. Now, just to pick up on this before we take a little break for, Golden Girls star Betty White, she's also won a prize. She's been named as the best guest actress in the comedy series for a turn as host in Saturday Night Live. They say she was a wow. The Creative Arts Emmys, which honored technical achievements, a precursor to next week's main Emmy Awards. I think he's on TV this coming Sunday, if I'm... Neil Patrick Harris, this guy.
What channel?
No, no, not going
Don't
there.
Mention the channel.
No. Neil Patrick Harris was both a presenter and winner at the ceremony, taking home two prizes, his first ever Emmys in his 22-year television career. Now, you might remember him. I certainly did from years gone by. The actor who's... He rose to fame playing child medic... Doogie Howser, MD. Mm-hmm. He was only a young actor then, and he was superb in the part. He was named, his great compere as well, Neil Patrick Harris, was named Best Guest Actor in a comedy series for his appearance in Glee, which is picking up lots of viewers.
It is, isn't it? That's the kind of hit programme to be watching at the moment.
Britney Spears has gone on to that show,
Britney,
as well.
And yeah. Also, the young Filipino singer that was here, Cherry, yeah. She's going on the programme as well, on the second series.
John Lithgow, you might remember John, of course, straight actor, then turned more of a comedy actor in Third Rock from the Sun, was it? One of the series like that. Mm. He took home a prize for outstanding guest actor in a drama series for his season-long appearance as a serial killer in the drama Dexter. And the actor whose film's roles include Terms of Endearment and Footloose accidentally thanked the wrong TV channel in his acceptance speech.
Ooh. Just coming back to those Emmy Awards, I'm sure Jamie Oliver's, throwing a bit of a party for his Emmy.
Yeah, I would have thought
Emmy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get a few friends round and rustle something up, won't he? Betty White, of course, the golden girl, Betty White. She's had a great career, hasn't she?
She has, and a lot of the fame and fortune, if you like, has come in later years. I mean, suddenly, years ago, you would have watched the Golden Girls, and maybe you'd have got one or two of the names of the stars of the series, possibly not Betty White. Now she's a household name and has been for several years. She's in a new TV series. Which is doing so well. They invited this lady, she's what, 84 I think, something like that, onto Saturday Night Live, which has been running for the last 30 odd years. She came out as compere. It's a lovely show, actually, because the guest star becomes the compere of the show, but also then acts in some sketches throughout. So they've had like several, big top liners that take the part as the compere, and also, within the little sitcoms that they do. So she's there, being honoured for that. And of course, it moves on at Neil Patrick Harris. He's won for both a presenter and winner in the ceremony. He's taken home two prizes, first ever Emmys in his 22-year-old career. Started off, of course, as Doogie Howser, MD, and was named also guest actor in a comedy series for his appearance on Glee. He was also recognised for hosting last year's Tony Award ceremony, which he received a trophy for the best special class programme. He was so, so good in that show.
Yeah. Now, just coming back to Betty White, who's picked up that award. Of course, it was the Golden Girls that really made her. And,
true.
A great show that everyone still talks about to this day. And here's Betty just with a few reflections on, those Golden Girls on TV.
When Golden Girls started in 1985, we were on at 9 o'clock on Saturday night, and everybody said, well, shows just don't work on Saturday night. It's the worst night of television. You can't build up a good rating. You can't do anything. Well, of course, it worked for Mary Tyler Moore for all those years, but it worked for us, too. We hit the ground, as I say, running. The first week we were on, we were number one. That was Curiosity, but then we never dropped out of the top 10 from then on for 6 years. But we were the only show, that we were the tent pole like this. We needed another half hour there to hold them. So the third year, we finally got one that worked, Empty Nest with Richard Mulligan and a good cast. It was really a very good show, and a wonderful dog named Dreyfus. Mm. So now we had an hour. We had that 9 to 10 hour. And that way it worked like a charm. They followed us, and then the others gradually built up the Saturday night. In the seventh year of Golden Girls, they changed us to 8 o'clock. And it made all the difference in the world. It just was not an 8 o'clock show. Not that we were salacious, but we would play a little close to the edge sometimes, which we could do at our age. Mm-hmm. Had we been young girls talking about the things we were talking about, it would have been salacious. But we were four old broads who just sort of just told it like it was. But it wasn't an 8 o'clock show, and it made a tremendous difference, and we never quite recovered from that. I love to work. Yeah. I love to, and I love to do series. Situation comedy series. Don't let anybody, be Arthur or anybody else, tell you how hard you work. You don't. You go to work at 10 o'clock in the morning. You do what you love to do best. You rehearse all week, and then you play to an audience the end of the week. It's not like the one-camera shows that are murder, because they start before it's light, and they go until exhaustion. That's a whole different bag. But situation comedy is a delightful structure to your life.
Betty White there talking a little bit about the Golden Girls and just being honoured, as we said, for the fifth Emmy, winning her fifth Emmy at the Creative Arts Awards show. So good on her, and let's hope there's many more to come.
Was there something you were talking about today, which may come up on the programme today, although we've got quite a few stories. And you were mentioning about tobacco being sort of dropped more in TV
well,
and,
yeah,
and films?
It's not being encouraged in films and, they're trying to kind of steer away from
The only reason I bring that up now is because just still looking at the awards as we do here, going through the, John Lithgow, he gave the wrong acceptance speech, well, to the wrong TV channel anyway,
And if that was done on purpose or not.
Yeah, Critical Darling. And this series, I'm tempted to go and get the box set, because they were running it here, and I got to see a few episodes. I'm talking about Mad Men. This is sort of a 50s stroke 60s show, not filmed then, filmed now. And, of course, in those days, it's to do with an advertising agency. And all the executives and representatives of that company, of course, not all of them, but most of them, it seems, they all smoke cigarettes throughout the series. They even did a spoof on Saturday Night Live, where everybody just came in just all puffing away on these cigarettes. So just goes to show here that Critical Darling, as they call it, Mad Men, won in two categories, Best Hairstyling and Best Casting in a Drama Series, raising the prospect of further wins at next week's main prize giving. And even Anne Hathaway's come out of this okay.
Voiceover artist.
Yeah. Elsewhere, BBC drama Return to Cranford was honoured with the Best Costumes Miniseries Award. And as we just said here, Hollywood star Anne Hathaway was given the prize for the Best Voiceover, that's the narration over the piece, following her guest role as Princess Penelope in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And good luck to these guys, HBO. The main winner was subscription-only cable network. Got a great... Sky's doing something with HBO now, buying a lot of their series, because, in theory, they've, in the last 10 years, probably been knocking out better series than anybody else. They took home 17 trophies, and deservedly so, because seven of which were for World War II miniseries, The Pacific.
All right, it's not a bad night's work, that, is it, eh? 17 trophies.
17 trophies.
But you're tired of walking up on stage, eh?
Yeah.
You might as well just stay up there.
Stay up there. I'll have the other one, please, while I'm here, yeah.
Some big names there winning the... So the Creative Arts Awards is like a precursor for the main Emmys.
That's right, and this will be televised next week. I'm not telling you the channel, but if you switch on your TV
I know you'll get it wrong.
Get it wrong anyway, so, what's the point? Just look at one of your... Just flick through for about an hour.
Yeah.
If you haven't got a programme guide, and maybe you can find it.
You can call me if you get the right one.
Exactly. So there we are. So some of the winners there. Well done to Jamie Oliver, anyway, trying to change a town from obesity, the biggest town or the biggest town.
You think we want to sit around and eat lettuce all day?
Yeah. We enjoy eating this bread and potatoes. We've been doing that for the last 40 years.
Yeah, it's quite funny to actually watch the clip of that. You know, he comes out of the radio station and says, well, that didn't really go quite as I expected.
No. I remember he had a little bit of a, the same thing. He met with that as well when he was doing it for the schools. I remember one of the clips there where he walked in and all the school ladies, the cooks that had been there for years and years, suddenly you got this young man, TV personality, coming in.
Telling him what to do. They've been old enough to be his grandmother.
Yeah. And you're trying to tell us how to cook?
How to cook?
He says, I think he actually said, yes, I am.